So we have an 80-year-old with stage 3B squamous, gets 6 cycles of Carbopac RT, followed by a full year of Durva. So they've been through the PACIFIC trial. Unfortunately, develops disease progression within a month of completing Durva. PD-L1 again is 5%. TMB is 9 mutations per megabase. No evidence of microsatellite instability. And I don't believe any other molecular abnormalities on the report. So what treatment strategy is optimal? Plurality here actually said continue a checkpoint inhibitor with chemo, a quarter or so said chemo alone. 20% would continue just a checkpoint inhibitor alone. Other 9% would be interested in knowing what that is. And 20%, again, the honest folks here said, I have no clue. So, Joe, do you want to comment again on the third one? Somebody just had disease progression immediately after Durva. Do you think there'd be any role for going to another checkpoint inhibitor?
So I would consider it kind of disease progression on Durva at a month later. Clearly, we know that we can give Durva once a month, and it's probably there. So same family, I would probably not go back to. I don't think we have much data that we can enhance activity by going from PD-L1 to PD-1 or vice versa.
So you would definitely go with chemo. Would you consider continuing a checkpoint inhibitor in that setting or figure that it's probably cross-resistance and just go with chemo alone? Or
honestly, I've done 50-50. So, you know, a year out, like, that's pretty good. They did well on Durva. I might be tempted to do pembrolizumab-based chemotherapy.
I agree with you. I think a minimum of 6 months, a year beyond, then I would consider the triplet. But if they are experiencing disease progression so soon after it, it's a... I would consider perhaps a different IO-IO combination. If the patient has low volume tumors, not terribly symptomatic, but I think the standard treatment here at least is chemo at a minimum, plus or minus. And the majority of you, over 50%, said that.